The talks are a gamble for Mr. Biden, who risks walking away from some of the most deeply held principles of the Democratic Party and angering key parts of his core constituency, such as progressives and young voters, said a December 16 New York Times article. The article continued. There's no doubt there's been a shift on this partly because of the influx of these migrants in these big cities, said David Axelrod, a top advisor to former President Barack Obama. There are limits to where he can and should go, but this border deal is almost a gift to have, under the cover of this broad package, to be able to do things that were perhaps tougher to do before. The fact that Republicans have refused to support further aid for Ukraine without a new crackdown on immigration may give Mr. Biden that opportunity, said pollsters, political experts, and some Democrats. Mr. Biden's aides say he is trying to find a compromise to secure financial aid that Ukraine needs to win the war against Russia. They say Mr. Biden's approach is not comparable to that of Mr. Trump, who separated thousands of families at the border. GOP politicians know that Biden got himself into his political problem and needs to pay a price to the GOP for any help. You've created a nightmare, Graham told NBC on Sunday, December 17, adding. It's bitten you in the ass, and you need to change policy. We're not going to take a band-aid approach as a solution. Graham waved away NBC's excuse-making for Biden's immigration flood, saying. They're coming here for economic opportunity. They're not fleeing oppression. Under international law, you're supposed to apply for asylum in the first safe third country. 70% of the people would be denied asylum under international law, but Biden chooses to ignore the law. This is not people running for their lives. They're running here because the border's wide open. They think if they get here and make an asylum claim, they never leave. If we make asylum really asylum, not job-seeking, if we enforce international law and stop blanket parole, yes, I think it will get through, he said. But Democrats insist that a deal must be rushed to prevent a crisis in Ukraine. I know Senator Schumer thinks there is going to be a deal cut behind closed doors and then jam it through the Senate and then jam the House, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, told Fox News Sunday. That's not going to happen, he added.